Uncle Milty here for HearingAndBrainCenters.com. There's been lots of questions in the last year, especially about gender, but I don't have a problem with my gender. I know I'm a man. I look down, and I'm a man. I'm a short man, but I'm a man. Uncle Milty here for HearingAndBrainCenters.com, 435-612-1023. HearingAndBrainCenters.com, 435-612-1023.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with one of the most important commercials that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 8 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, now you can help in a couple ways. First, get everyone you know to go to my new media platform, frankspeech.com. There you'll find all the footage from my cyber symposium and many other important broadcasts. Also, I am personally doing a new daily live show to get the truth out. It's at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Secondly, I'm offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only available on frankspeech.com. Go to frankspeech.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive these exclusive MyPillow offers. Thank you and God bless.
Make sure and put the code word Kate, K-A-T-E. This will get you up to 66% savings at MyPillow.com. The code word Kate, my first name, K-A-T-E. Help support Mike, help support this show, and help support yourself in getting some amazing, amazing products. These are the best ones I've ever owned. Go to MyPillow.com, code word Kate.
Imagine, if you will, a world where we reassign the gender of a plastic toy potato. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Today, we mark a tragic milestone here in the United States. 1 million COVID deaths. 1 million empty chairs around the family dinner table. Each irreplaceable, irreplaceable losses. Each leaving behind a family, a community, forever changed because of this pandemic. My heart goes out to all those who are struggling.
In hospice and had already been given, you know, a few weeks to live, and then you also were found to have COVID, that would be counted as a COVID death. It means that if, technically, if even if you died of a clear alternate cause, but you had COVID at the same time, it's still listed as a COVID death. So everyone who's listed as a COVID death doesn't mean that that was the cause of the death, but they had COVID at the time of death. I hope that's helpful.
I mean, the great thing about having forms that come in and a form that has the ability to mark it as COVID-19 infection, the intent is right now that those, if someone dies with COVID-19, we are counting that.
Is that we're going to have two viruses circulating at the same time. This spring that we just went through, February, we had a benefit of having the flu season ended. So we could use all our flu surveillance systems to say, whoops, this is coronavirus. We need to focus. Next fall and winter, we are going to have two viruses circulating. And we're going to have to distinguish between which is flu and which is the coronavirus.
I always love it when we have, like, the truth after a big whopping lie. Right? From that disgusting piece in Washington.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, 1 million deaths from COVID. And it's not true. It wasn't from COVID. They just pulled from all the other categories. Car accidents. When people die in car accidents, they give them a COVID test. Even though they knew it was a car accident, they would still give them a COVID test. And they would count that. Those numbers never came off. They added to the 1 million factor. Uh-huh. So welcome to the Kate Daly Show. We'd like to introduce this show with the big whopping lie from Potato Head himself. Oh, he's selling it hardcore today. Oh, 1 million. This is also the same guy I noticed in the tape with the cleft chin, the short nose, and the ears that go all the way down. Larger forehead. Just, well, he doesn't look like Biden. He looks like weird plastic surgery Biden. Anyway. Same, not the same nose, not the same chin, not the same face. But okay, we'll all just pretend he's who he is.
Yeah,
okay.
It works best, and
he lies. So how do you guys feel when you hear that clip about all the truth? So you heard from the Illinois health department going, yeah, we're counting everything. We're just, we don't even care. You're in a nursing home. You die of Alzheimer's. It's COVID. After 2.5 years, how do you feel about it? Just curious.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Also, how do you feel about influenza?
And this. Now, listen to what he says. Listen to what Robert Redfield of the CDC said 2 years ago, May.
It ended. So we could use all our flu surveillance system.
He didn't know what to say. He goes, the flu season. He didn't say just end. He goes, ended. Flu season ended. We have all that COVID surveillance. Now we'll just make sure we use that. And we don't know the difference between flu and COVID. So there's that. And then he was abruptly fired after that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then they put in the chick, not abruptly, but right after. I mean, before the summer was out, he was replaced by, it's like hope, but like not data. Like we have lots of hope. Just no data. That one.
Yeah.
She's a gem. So Governor Cox put out a king decree. Oh, my gosh. Yes, COVID. I know. And they had to do a whole king decree over it. I mean, it's front page news. Oh, my gosh. And do you know what he has? Scratchy throat. I know. I was like, oh, my gosh.
I remember the time I had a scratchy throat.
I know.
It was one of the worst times in my life, Kate.
Oh, my gosh. Well, the scratchy throat, I mean, it doesn't go away for a couple of days.
Yeah.
And it's allergy season, and there is no COVID in the test, so we don't know that isn't means anything, other than he has a common allergy or cold. And I'm so glad they alerted everybody. I mean, right off the bat, man, they could not wait to get that press release out. He's got COVID. Oh, my gosh. Run for the hills.
So the headline is Governor Cox tests positive for COVID-19.
Uh-huh.
Why isn't it Governor Cox has false positive tests for COVID-19?
I know, right? Because they did go ahead and say they can't use those tests anymore because they're fraudulent. They said that in January, the CDC. But nope. And it just is kind of funny that all the leaders, if you want to call that wispag that, a leader with his feminine pronouns and his like, hi, I'm Spencer Cox. Anyway, I'm so baffled as to why really only the leaders across the country, elected officials, politicians, swarmy politicians are testing themselves for it and then going and getting it. Most people go, I have allergies or a cold.
Yeah. No. I understand why.
Why?
It makes perfect sense to me. Because that way they show us that they're just like us.
Oh, yeah.
They're part of us.
Yeah, you're right.
They're susceptible, just like
us. Well, obviously dying. Oh, no, that wasn't the case. It was just a scratchy throat. But he wanted the world to know. He wanted you to know.
We didn't lose any congressmen during COVID?
No. Mm-mm.
When the whole rest of the world was dying?
I know, a million. A million, and we didn't lose one? Come on. Tanzania lost their president. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that they are they're following along with what he went with? The whole independent, we're not taking your shots, we're not taking your stuff. COVID's not a thing. The new president is like, we're not doing anything. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens there. We might want to, they might do a coup next over in Tanzania. So, but yeah, I was a little baffled why the King decree came out about his scratchy throat. And they did. They listed his symptom, the one symptom that he had. I was really, really glad to hear that. Really worried about him. Oh. Anyway. There's nothing like a wispaggy governor, you know. I have a scratchy throat. Announce it to the world. So, okay. There was something else I was going to mention. Oh, there was a huge article on Banner of Heaven. Banner of Heaven, under the Banner of Heaven, is the series people are watching. And I've talked about it before. I kind of went off on it because it tears our church apart. I mean, it makes us sound like the most insane, lunatic, violent people that have ever existed. There's even a line in the documentary that says, we are the religion that puts out violence. Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. So people are watching this crap fest of a movie, and the sister of the murder victim came out and said the whole thing is fictional. It wasn't about religion. It was more about jealousy and revenge. It wasn't as much about religion as they were making the movie to be, but they literally have every single character can only reference religion in the weirdest way possible. And, it's the strangest, one of the strangest movies I've ever seen, series, because it's so not factual. It and the guy that wrote it was a Mormon, left the church, had an abusive father, okay? Left the church. Most of his family aren't even Mormon. He's not Mormon. He's gay. Now he's got this whole, he's putting his whole self into this project because he wants a little revenge himself. So, very weird guy that wrote this movie and wrote this script and took it off of the book. There was a book written. This guy put it on steroids and made us look so violent and evil. I can't even tell you. And so sick and weird and strange. And if you're not LDS out there, but you know somebody's LDS, is that really what you encounter? Because I've been LDS my entire life and I've never encountered people like this. So, but they made the whole thing out that way. So I'm just sickened that it's out there. I'm sickened that people are watching this series and thinking that this portrays who we are as people. It is not. So I don't know. I get tired of the a crusade. Anyway,
they do this to every group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
every group. Yeah. Not just religious groups, right. Any group of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I want to talk. Well, they also did a big, huge study by this group that says every city has to be safe. And they did a big study and said firearm theft is on the rise. It's on the rise, Milty. And so this is a group called Every Town for Gun Safety. Every Town for Gun Safety. And yeah, they said that the cases went up, although they don't really say how. Or well, they don't really give a percentage. Just up.
I know exactly how to fix that.
Yeah?
Yeah, make gun theft illegal. That'll work.
Oh, it's perfect.
Yeah. I should be in government.
I know. You really should.
I come up with the greatest
ideas. You really should. You're really good. So, yeah, of course they have to go to the study only performed by Every Town for Gun Safety. So they put this out, and it's bizarre because they really they can never give you a number. They never do. And so it's numberless. Also, we'll talk about a little bit about the new budget, maybe a few little details about that before we get into it next week. St. George, for only having 95,000 people, you would think it had a million people. Okay? The way they're just spending the money, like left and right, you would just... And by the way, they need new police cars, 20 of them, 40 of them, every year. I've never seen people go through cars. Are they just destroying them that fast, the police?
No, I think they wear out quicker because they're allowed to use them as their personal transportation, too.
Every year. It's like a whole new, we need these again, and then we need them again, and then we need them again. My gosh, they go through them faster than anybody I've ever witnessed. So we'll be right back. Stay with us. You can call up 888-673-1450, 888-673-1450. Don't go anywhere.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the King Valley Show.
I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times
on the ceiling
if you want me.
Twice
on the pipe.
If the answer is no.
Hi there. Welcome back. Kate Daly
oh,
Show.
Sweetness.
All right. Tonight is the Citizens for Constitutional Government. It is their event tonight, 7 o'clock at the Heritage Arts, which is next to Stuckey Pharmacy in Washington City. And you can, behind Sonic, and you can go there at 7 p.m. tonight. And you can, Dan Fisher will be talking, and it will be about the Black Robe Regiment. You can bring your teens, and it'll be great. It'll be great. That's tonight. Ryan Bundy comes next week to town. And then, so that's, I think, on next Tuesday night. And then next Wednesday night, I think, is the debate, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I think. So
I believe it is.
Yeah, so there's that. What else? There were so many things on my brain today. I was just trying to think. I have a list. Let me go to my list of things. You were talking about baby formula, too, because this is just, it will not leave the news.
It will not. And they're making it out like this huge, huge crisis. Now, you know, I'm sure in a way it is a crisis, but, you know, I saw a document from a doctor that actually gave a recipe on how to make baby formula.
Yeah.
But the government has put out a notice saying, don't try to make your own. You know, go without instead. The reality is that a vast number of women breastfeed.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just suggest that all women who are pregnant right now get to the La Leche League and find out about breastfeeding. It's actually... What I said was, God did not give women breasts to please men's eyes. They were given breasts to feed their children.
Well, men will say, well, it's that too, though.
Yeah, it does that too. But that's not what they were for.
That's a secondary thing. Yeah. That's a secondary thing.
But the reality is that a lot of women do breastfeed in the loss of formula. Now, you know, you always get the anecdotal, well, you know, my breast didn't produce milk and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, there are some women. And before, formula has only been out for about 150 years.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to that...
What did we do? How did we live?
We died. Babies were not fed.
We all died.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, no, they had, for women who had problems, there were wet nurses.
Yes, sure.
There are still wet nurses today. You know, there's lots of ways to, there's no need to panic.
You can even buy it. They send it to you.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can freeze breast milk. You can use another woman's breast milk.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just as healthy. And it's still healthier for the baby.
I will say this. We are sending it down to the border for all the illegals. So their babies are okay.
Well, that's important.
Yeah. I mean... Really? That came
it's
out today.
It's a manufactured crisis.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that simple. Nobody should panic over this.
Yeah.
But they're forcing panic. Every 10 minutes, there's something about it online, on the air.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Well, people are showing shelves. So they're going in and they're saying, look, there's hardly any there. But then they're showing the shelf from the Ursula Processing Center at the U.S. border. Shelves are completely stocked.
Yeah.
Not a problem there. I don't know how many babies, I mean, infants are coming across, but...
You know, and then they throw in the anecdotal story.
Mm-hmm.
One woman drove 40 miles because she heard they had formula.
That is true. They do the anecdote.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. They do that. I think that the crisis, it's like Susan said yesterday. There's two things. I brought this up on Alex Jones before I did this show yesterday. Number one, Bill Gates, Zuckerberg, all of them, Jack Ma, they're all in this group that has funded this thing called BioMilk. And it's their new processed, like, going to be just like breast milk, but, and that's the big but. And you know, these guys are awfully busy bringing us fake meat and everything else, and... I don't trust what they put in that. Can't even imagine putting that in a baby's mouth. But anyway, she also brought up the fact that that it was an odd takedown of the company that makes it, because they knew that the evidence didn't translate to the problem being with the baby food.
No.
So they were, even though they knew that, they wouldn't let them go back up into production. So is this more of a manufactured crisis, I would think?
Think about it this way. Mm-hmm. If they can make us dependent on manufactured artificial food and destroy the farming industry, they own us.
Yeah.
Pure and simple.
Yeah.
You can't grow your own bio milk.
Right, right.
You know, you
it's
just.
So true.
Yeah.
You know, what's really interesting today are some of the headlines, you know, besides the big killer headline of Spencer Cox has COVID. He has an itchy throat today. All righty. I had an itchy throat on Monday, but I didn't like, I didn't do a King's
decree
over it.
Now I have to go get tested.
I know, right? Jeez. Give me a break. But they keep giving us the headlines that COVID is on the rise again. And of course, it's all about Trump. They have to have headlines about Trump. And then it's Madonna porn.
Yeah.
Madonna made herself into some sort of weird animated character. Isn't she in her 60s?
At least.
And the animated character looks far better. But she's got centipedes coming out of her crotch. And so... Yeah, there's that. There's a lot of news about that. If you want to find some pieces of news, it's about Madonna.
Doesn't sound demonic at all.
No, nothing. She doesn't regularly visit with Satan or anything. But she put out a new porn video that you can watch. But she's an animated person, if you like that sort of thing. Gross. Yeah.
So have you noticed, though, that with COVID, they're saying it's on the rise.
Mm-hmm.
And all they report are the number of supposed new cases.
Yeah.
They're not talking about death.
No. Nope.
In the last reported week, which was the week of April 28th, the number of deaths in the state of Utah was a whopping 7.
No!
1,695 new cases.
Had to keep testing himself.
Yeah.
Eventually, he was going to come up with it. They have to make it look like a thing. They really do, because they can't lose that battle. Because they have to have a new variant come out that's even worse. And probably in the summer or fall, they'll come up with something. And, you know, there was a really funny article, and it was the disinformation of misinformed informers. and it said this post has been fact checked by official fact checkers who are experts in disinformation. And then it went on to say sources say there's far too much unapproved disinformation in the world today, and it's a tremendous threat to the approved disinformers. The whole article is like that, and it's hysterical. And people are really, really done and making fun of what this fraudulent administration is doing. And it's nice to see that. There's more and more articles like this. I'm glad to see that out there in America, because going through the headlines every single day it's a crap show. I mean, you just can't believe all the stuff I pour through on a daily basis and up until 3 o'clock at night, 4 o'clock at night. It's crazy town. So it's nice to see some fun out there. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Okay. This is not snarky. This is for real.
Okay.
There's a level of snark to it, but it's not the motivator here.
Sure.
Okay, so help me, both you and Uncle Milky, help me square this circle. So the CDC said the PCR test is fraudulent. We shouldn't use it.
Right.
IU just got tested for a dry sore, scratchy throat, whatever the hell. And the last couple of days, I had called you yesterday and said that they are announcing worldwide, all of the health officials are hand-wringing because nobody's going in and getting tested, so they don't know that there's a rise in whatever the hell there's supposed to be a rise in. And then Hoggle from Labyrinth did his Lord Fauci impression the other day.
Yes.
and said that, or 2 weeks ago, said that we're over the pandemic part. And then within the last, like, 72 hours or so, retracted that and said, actually, it's still a pandemic, but it's becoming endemic. Mm-hmm. Only there's no magical day we're going to come out and say, yeah, it's over. Okay, so I'm adding all of that up.
Mm-hmm.
The map isn't working. The circle isn't squaring.
Yeah. That
Can
won't happen.
You help me with all of this?
No, because I was reading the article about the first case of bird flu in wild birds in Utah that just came out. So I'm really afraid of that more so than what you just stated. But I will say that the numbers do not add up. Every day it's like whiplash for trying to get something out. People have totally tuned it off, have they not?
They have, and for a good reason.
It's so
it
ridiculous.
Doesn't exist.
It's gone. Yes.
Whatever it was is gone right
so
now.
So is that? It's kind of a piece of good news that what you just said is what we've all been hearing, and it's nonsensical. Because it's good news because they're having a really tough time trying to give us the urgent plea. You know what I mean? For anything, right?
Now.
Right, yeah, that's kind of why I'm calling in and saying it's not, the intention isn't snark, but it's going to come out kind of snarky, because it's like...
Well, it has to, because none of this makes sense. None of their...
Right.
Their garbage is a bunch of lies, but people are finally getting it. Thank you for that. Yeah.
So all that being said, we really don't need to worry about these reports, because they're bogus. But what we do need to do is find out a way to cover our homes with a bird cage. That's going to be important here soon.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are probably using the same test. Oh, by the way, Ivan's banned car washes and new golf courses. Yeah.
Good for them.
I wonder if St. George could do that. They have so many.
Yeah, they won't.
Yeah. They have so many.
Surprised, though, with that great big development going in out there. BlackRock
or
something.
Yeah, I know. We'll talk about the budget on Monday. Let's do that on Monday.
Yeah.
Because it's very, very confusing. And here's the thing. They like to hide a lot of numbers, but they did just get an award for presentation. And they let you know that at the beginning so that you're feeling really good about reading it.
Mm-hmm.
But... It's a really confusing report, and a lot of money spent. Oh boy, a lot of money spent. So, yeah, about $1 million for that electric bus. Yeah,
it's amazing.
Hope you write it. Yep.
But they did write the very first page of the budget is a copy of the Distinguished Budget Presentation Award to the city.
I don't know how they won that. I really don't looking at this budget. It's horrible.
Yeah, but you have to look at the source. It's a very legitimate source.
What?
The Government Finance Officers Association Award.
Mm.
So you
I think
know.
They get paid to hide stuff.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Here for hearingandbraincenters.com. There's been lots of questions in the last year, especially about gender, but I don't have a problem with my gender. I know I'm a man. I look down and I'm a man. I'm a short man, but I'm a man. Uncle Milty here for hearingandbraincenters.com, 435-612-1023. Hearingandbraincenters.com, 435-612-1023.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Well, it talks, but it don't sing and dance, and it don't walk. As long as I can have you here with me, I'd much rather be forever in blue jeans. Ain't nothing next to baby's treat. And if you pardon me, I'd like to say we'd do okay forever.
show. Oh, so glad to have you. So glad to have you. All right. Welcome back. And I've got Uncle Milty here. How are you?
I'm good.
Boy, we have a lot of things. We were just talking about the baby formula.
Yeah.
There's a lot of baby formula down at the border. I didn't really think there were too many infants coming across.
Well, the pictures look like it's like 98% young men.
Okay. Yeah. I just, interesting. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate, and
Hi.
Greetings to Milty.
Hi. Hi. Go right ahead.
Roe versus Wade, is that fair game?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. I was puzzling over the timing of it. You know, after all these decades, why all of a sudden is this thing that we couldn't overturn overturnable?
Well, I do have a theory, but I want to. I have a theory, but I want to hear your theory. What's your theory?
Okay. Well, it's a distraction no matter what.
Yeah.
And they always use it that way. But these guys always have multiple agendas. And they know, I believe that abortion is no longer their primary focus of depopulation.
Okay.
They have so many other balls and other lanes headed for strikes.
Right.
You know, they've got the shot. They've got remdesivir, intubation, opiate overdoses. School repression, suicides, and COVID lockdown suicides. There's so much going on. And, of course, we've got the good old chemtrails in the sky, which have been going on for so many decades.
Yes.
I mean, there's just so many different ways. And it is a distraction. It may be something to get the left ginned up. It might be a match to a Tinder keg because summer is coming, and last summer was kind of dull for them.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
That is true. Yes, I think.
And what do you think?
Well, I think that they wanted to get this more horrific bill in, the women's health bill, that tries to take states' rights away, that tries to implement a federal, because they've never had this before, a federal law over it that actually is on steroids and even worse because than Roe versus Wade. They wrote it back in September 21st and presented
and without,
it.
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
But they wanted to get that through. And if they do lose the House and the Senate in the midterms, this would be the opportunity to get something through.
And Roe v. Wade was always flawed. It was, you know, absolutely not.
Yes, and it wasn't a federal law.
The Constitution.
Yeah, it was. There was no federal law.
Thank
about
goodness
it.
For West Virginia and Joe Manchin, huh?
Yeah, there was no federal law ever. And but that's what they say in the news. Yet in the articles, they do clarify. They go in to clarify that this is the first federal law they want to pass over it. So they actually identify the lie in the headline, but and correct it, except that people just read headlines, and so everybody thinks. Like I was actually going home, and there were these three total Nimrod girls standing on the street going, "Vote for women's rights," and I wanted to stop so bad and go, what are you on the corner for? Like, what are you standing here for? Because I promise you, these three little bouncy Nimrods could not articulate what they were out there for. Just because they had been told something might be taken from them. And they didn't. They don't even know what. Because if you really look at it, nothing's being taken. And states...
Yeah. They pervert the language so much. If you, I bet you haven't listened to NPR lately. I unfortunately have, but I mean, to them, it's this is about reproductive rights.
I know
it's not reproductive rights; it's about termination rights.
Exactly, the baby gets no choice, so it's not pro-choice. The baby doesn't get a say, and so wait till the baby's born, you know. But it's horrific and evil, and it's one of those things that really gets me going because I think it's these women that march for it. I just can't imagine that being my life, that I would march for murder. I don't understand
it.
So
nowadays they're brainwashed from beginning to alpha to omega.
They really are,
with social media and everything else.
Yeah, that's so true.
And the mainstream.
Love your phone call. Thank you.
Are.
Really appreciate you. It's hard for me to digest it. It's so evil. I feel like we are living in the middle of Sodom and Gomorrah, but we just don't realize it.
Yeah,
that's how I felt, especially with these three chicks bouncing up and down on the corner, maybe 19 years old, 20 years old, don't even know why they're there. I mean, complete morons. You know, they're just parroting what they hear on CNN. It just makes me sad.
So guess what's coming up? This is that time of year where the United States Postal Service starts collecting food at your mailbox to stamp out hunger. Yeah, there's, according to them, there's 410,000 people in Utah facing hunger. However, based on everything that's going on, I think they should be delivering food to the houses, not picking it up. That's just my thoughts, but
they do have a network ready for it.
Oh yeah.
Every address. You're right. They should be delivering this
year.
They
should, yeah, with the shortages and the costs and the, I mean, we're all facing hunger. It's not just 410,000 people.
It's just, no. You're right, though.
Based on what we're being told, are all facing hunger.
Well, EU certainly having their little debacle over there trying to get store shelves stocked. I mean, they're kind of the precursor that I can see. But yeah, you're right. I always wonder where all that goes. They never really talk about it.
Nope.
You ever notice that? All these people that collect money. I'm getting so tired of every time I have a transaction somewhere. I've mentioned this on the show multiple times. But always wanting more money for charities. And the fact is where does it go? Where does it go? Except admin. You know what I mean?
So the most recent one was at the register. It automatically asked you if you want to donate or round up your change and donate it to this. I forget which one it was. But anyway, it got to the point where it lasted so long that the cash register people, the working the cash register, were saying, just click no. You don't have to do that. You can just click no. It's okay.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi there.
I was just thinking, you know, even if that legislation passes, the abortion legislation, people need to understand the principle of nullification.
Yes.
And that it's a constitutional principle. We don't have to put up with this garbage from our federal government.
I agree.
Clear back in 1798 when the Alien and Sedition Act was passed, Jefferson and others specifically stated that, you know, the states have a right to stand up against this.
Yep.
And the Virginia and Kentucky legislatures declared the Alien and Sedition Act unconstitutional. And that's what our state legislators need to do today. When I spoke with one of the legislators, he said, oh, you're an anarchist. You just want chaos.
Yes, you anarchist who reads our Constitution. And oh, gosh.
It's ridiculous. They have a right to look at these things and determine whether they are constitutional or not. And the federal government has no right to tell the states that they cannot ban abortion.
Yeah, I agree with you. Thank you for that. Yeah, I really appreciate you saying that. The Alien Sedition was those four different acts that they passed.
Yeah. Actually, we don't need anyone to determine whether or not legislation is constitutional. We, the people, can do that.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, my husband and I went out to dinner last night after work. We never do that during the week, but we did because we both worked late. And we went to Chili's, and it was so gross. What is going on with our restaurants? It was so dirty. What in the heck is happening?
They don't get help. Can't get help. Nobody wants to work.
It's completely, I know, you're absolutely right, because it took forever to get sat, and the restaurant was maybe an eighth full. But the restaurant, I mean, there's been a few restaurants that I've been to lately. Dirty. Gross. No one's cleaning them. Doesn't smell like they've been cleaned in years.
Yeah.
But I was just flabbergasted over it makes me never want to go out to eat again, because the food is shoddy. It's not even that good. It's bizarre what's happening ever since 2020. Yeah, I just wonder how many people are noticing that too. Or is it just me?
I think that there's been
really
so much negativity from the federal government since Brandon took office that people have actually just developed the principle of fatalism. There's nothing they can do.
Well,
we're all doomed.
It's like your employees at the restaurants. I mean, they don't have any standards for dress, or, I mean, all tatted up, purple hair, kind of coming to greet you. And I just thought, what are they doing? It's just, and I've noticed it all year. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate. Hey. Milty. How are you guys?
Good. How are you? What's on your mind?
Good. Hey, I don't mean to change the subject, but I was just wondering if you guys knew what the yearly defense budget was for Ukraine.
The yearly, are you, which figure are you talking about?
Theirs or what we gave them?
In 1 year, what did Ukraine spend on defense without United States help?
$68 billion. No, that's Russia. I'm sorry.
What's Ukraine's number?
So $6 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So they spend about $6 billion.
Right.
So, and Uncle Milty, you just said that Russia spends
$68 billion
a year?
$68 billion.
And we just sent $40 billion to Ukraine.
We've sent in total almost the same amount to Ukraine.
We've sent $58 billion. If they pass this next
round, bill.
Mm-hmm. which Biden wanted $33 billion,
right?
And Congress wanted $40 billion. They were going to outdo Biden.
Mm-hmm.
If we put all of that together, that's $58 billion we will have given to Ukraine for their defense.
Yes,
that's astronomical.
It is astronomical.
And then you take into all of that, mm-hmm. the Mayorkas said that he didn't have adequate funding for the border. And he's going to be pulling doctors and nurses and money away from veterans to send them to the border.
Yeah, it's
what
pretty sick.
What in the world?
It's sick. We're in a really sick country. We are.
And any Republican, any congressman who is going to vote for this.
Mm-hmm.
Out. They have got to get out.
Yeah, I
Pay
know.
Attention and let's get them out.
I know. I think Stewart was all over, give it to Ukraine.
Yep.
Go Ukraine.
He voted yes.
All of them are. They're all on script.
Well, I asked him about that, and here was his reply.
Uh-huh.
He said, well, you know, because it had money in there for our military because it was this big super bill.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, then don't vote for it and demand that we split up the bill.
He always uses that excuse
that
for
so
10
hard?
Years. For 10 years, he's been using that excuse. But there's money for the military, so I have to go along with every omnibus bill. This is why Glenn Beck was calling, one of the reasons why Glenn Beck was calling him out and saying, why are you playing the game, Chris? Why are you playing the game on his national show, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Directly pointed at Chris Stewart. And Chris Stewart went, I don't know.
I just think it's so sick. Our veterans already get nothing.
Right.
Right? They get the worst of everything. And now they're going to pull funds from the veterans again.
Again. Yep. But
absolutely ridiculous.
Hand it right over to Ukraine. I know. It's a money laundering pit over there, and this is why they're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Amen.
Thank you. Really appreciate it. It is.
Yeah. And that was the whole purpose for omnibus bills.
Mm-hmm.
So every representative can go to their constituency and say, well, yeah, it was a lot of money, but look, there's this little bit for you, too.
Yeah.
That's why I voted for it. So you'd get your $3.84.
Yeah. Let me put it this way. If you're in for 10 years, there's either all of you or part of you that's bought and sold. Sorry.
Yep.
Otherwise, you don't last in Congress and in the Senate. So just keep that in mind when we're looking at people. And then there's Romney. He's just bought and sold from the beginning. But these guys turn on you and then they want you to thank them for their service, and they're making a ton of money on the side. So that's nice. Yep. I know at some point they'll be accountable for what they've done to this country. They'll have to meet God and, you know, and there's that day. I just wish that we could wake up enough people, because with elections, those are the term limits, and you could get them out if people would be willing to do it, be willing to exercise a term limit. We don't need term limits. We already have them. Just need to use them. Be right back with Chris Ann Hall.